only at the very beginning of it, and therefore, henceforth, public testimony will be limited to 2 minutes. Could you please read item 1074?
Amend contract with Versaterm, Inc. for upgrades and maintenance to the computer-aided dispatch system used by the Bureau of Emergency Communications. Increase the authorized not-to-exceed amount by $215,000.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Bob Causey. I'm a director of the Bureau of Emergency Communications. It's a pleasure to be here today. The purpose for our visit, first of all, I'd like to introduce Merle Morley. He's our technical systems manager, and if there's any specific technical questions, I'll defer to him. We're here today to request an amendment to a contract between Versaterm and the City of Portland for the computer-aided dispatch system used by our Bureau to increase the authorized not-to-exceed amount by $215,000 from $9 million to $9,215,000. There is no fiscal impact as these funds are already available within our existing budget. November 14th of 2007, an ordinance was passed authorizing the replacement of the computer-aided dispatch system used by the Bureau. In July of 2009, the contract with Versaterm was made effective with a not-to-exceed amount of $7 million, and that amount included funding for maintenance for the first 6 years. After that, in November of 2016, an ordinance was passed to increase the amount to $9 million to cover anticipated support costs and system upgrades beyond that original six-year time frame. Today, we're asking Council to increase the not-to-exceed value of the contract by $215,000 to $9,215,000, and that additional value will be used to pay the remainder of the outstanding support invoice covering this fiscal year and for Versaterm charges for system upgrades that we anticipate early of 2019. Those projects include a CAD-to-CAD upgrade, which ties our computer-aided dispatch system to the rest of the regional computer-aided dispatch systems. Additionally, we have an implementation of a protocol called Automatic Secure Alarm Protocol, or ASAP to PSAP. And what this feature does is allows alarm companies to enter data that appears automatically in our computer-aided dispatch system. That prevents our call takers from having to take calls from the alarm companies and tying up the calls so that we're not able to answer 911 calls at the time. Additionally, we would like to implement a priority medical dispatch system as mandated by Multnomah County Emergency Medical Systems. Contract number 300-00502 between Versaterm and the City of Portland for the CAD system is up for renewal July 3rd of 2019, and we'll be working with the Bureau of Technology Services and Procurement on a new support contract for the future. Do you have any questions?
Well, that was intriguing where you said the CAD systems from the area would now be like linked?
Yeah, we already have a CAD-to-CAD system in place. Okay. We're in the process of upgrading it, and much of the upgrade costs are paid for by a grant and tying all of the regional 911 centers together. There could be some unanticipated costs on our side that may not be covered by the grant, so we want to make sure that we have funding available for that.
Thanks.
Very good. Is there a public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have four people signed up. Sarah Hobbs, Ida Pingala, and Maggie.
Carla, do you know what that sound is?
Yeah.
That's something coming out of the speakers.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs. BOAC is a mess. On July 13th of this year, I was on a number 6 bus going to North Portland when I saw a suicidal man literally standing mid-span on the south rail of the Hawthorne Bridge. I screamed to get people to call because I did not have my cell phone on me. One passenger called and got put on hold for quite a while, not knowing what to do, but frantic, I ran to the bus operator and said, there is a suicide crisis going on the Hawthorne Bridge. Would you please call this into your dispatch? I followed up later and found that the only two calls that got through was, God bless that person who stayed on hold for God knows only how long, and somebody from TriMet. Thankfully, the Behavioral Health Unit's Enhanced Crisis Intervention Team got to the man in time, but it resulted in 10 cars, a full shutdown of the Hawthorne Bridge, and an hour and a half, almost 2 hour effort. But thank God they got the man to help. When time is of a severe issue in serious life-threatening emergencies, we cannot have people put on hold with the emergency communications. Something needs to be done.
Thank you.
Truth comes to the city. Truth does not emanate from the city. Okay, I agree. If you're going to budget, I understand there was something wrong with the computer system. Please do not prioritize your calls so that the rich get served first and that the poor get served last. This idea of you going into a rich guy's home who's got unlocked long guns and calibers of bullets all over the place, and you're going to serve this guy who's having a heart attack. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he can have a heart attack and die because I'm pro-gun control. But then disabled people in a wheelchair or with a cane or a walker or bipolar, schizophrenia, you stage those calls and you don't get to these people. And guess what? The federal government did a study and said that the sooner you get to the hospital for those patients, the less money they cost in medical care. So when you stage and prioritize poor people last, guess what? They go to the hospital and they cost more money to take care of because they're sicker when they get there. Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll. Oh, there's more.
Ida Pingala and Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, for the record. Thank you, Commissioner Schaltzman. You've got BOEC, so hopefully a few months from now we'll see either Loretta Smith or Joanne Hardesty as Commissioner in charge of BOEC. And they will have a very important job after you all vote in favor of this $211,000 or $215,000 cost adjustment. BOEC also, like Ms. Callahan noted, independent reports need to come from bureaus and need to go to the public. It's especially important for BOEC because even the mayor can have no confidence in the information he gets from the Portland Police Bureau about the guns that are on top of parking garages and whether their ammo is in the same car or moved to a different car, or whether we don't tell the mayor for 1 or 2 months, or whether the police chief goes on the air and says crap about people on the left while hiding the fact that, oh, and I also found some right-wing protesters with guns on the roof.
This is about the contract. Can we focus on the contract,
please? So, thank you, Ted. with BOEC, and this is also important for the quality of your work, Mr. Mayor, you need to be able to task someone on your staff to look at analysis of the calls coming into BOEC and contrasting that with the information or disinformation you're getting from some of the reliable people and some of the unreliable people in the Portland Police Bureau. So approve this $200,000. VersaTerm will give you a lovely system. For a little bit of extra money, they'll probably even tell you how you can have a special super watchdog to make sure that we're getting quality policing and not some bullshit propaganda game.
Does that complete public testimony?
That's all I've signed up.
Please call the roll.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.